Haven't we heard all this before? This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. Here it is again, this time a series of explosions in London followed by a claim of responsibility by a group calling itself the secret organization of Al-Qaeda in Europe. Tony Blair stated the obvious.
Our determination to defend our values and our way of life is greater than their determination to cause death and destruction to innocent people in a desire to impose extremism on the world.
President Bush said what he said so many times before.
We'll find them, we'll bring them to justice, and at the same time we will spread an ideology of hope and compassion that will overwhelm their ideology of hate.
And survivor Abigail Milner asked the question that all terrorist victims ask.
Why would they do that? I don't understand.
We have heard all this so many times before that we can now predict what everyone will say, including the terrorists. Quote, the heroic Mujahideen carried out a blessed attack in London, blah, blah, blah. Please, nobody cares about your heroic Mujahideen. And if you want the troops out of Iraq, read a newspaper, morons. There are a lot of Americans and British who do, too. But stuff like this only undermines their efforts. You see, we get it. We know that you can use our open societies to kill a few of us from time to time. But we also know that the only real threat to our open societies is if we choose to turn them into closed societies for fear of you. So see you later. We're getting back to work. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.